This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We are just a few weeks away from the beginning of wheat planting. Hopefully, if you're in an area that has gotten some rain. While wheat can be planted in September, it's not suggested except under conditions when paired with cattle grazing. Research has shown that while planting early can give more fall foliage, it doesn't translate to better grain yields. Early planting will tend to have more Hessian flies, and in this area, have more aphids that carry the barley yellow dwarf virus, which was a common problem last spring. Also, early planting will tend to have more root rot problems because soil fungus is more active in warmer temperatures. Speaking of soil fungus and aphids, this brings about the discussion of using seed treatments for planted wheat. If buying new wheat from a foundation or company, there's a good chance that it will be treated. However, many farmers will plant their own held-back bin-run wheat. Treatments can be added to bin-run wheat on the farm in a number of farmer-engineered methods, but it's not easy to get good coverage without getting gummy seeds. Often specialized equipment at seed houses work best. Three types of coating can be applied, including fungicide, insecticide, and plant growth regulators. Fungicide seed treatments is especially important to control the smut funguses. Even low levels of smut in the previous harvest can affect large parts of the next crop. This year we'll have an increased concern from planting bin-run wheat due to the problems we had with fusarium this harvest. Fusarium doesn't carry in the seed, but it can reduce germination rates, even in the seed without a noticeable fusarium discoloration. Insecticide treatments can help protect the seed in the soil and reduce the risk of aphids, and therefore barley yellow dwarf. Germination and stress testing in bin-run seed is highly suggested before planting. Just bring a couple of pounds of seed into an extension office, and we'll help you fill out the forms and mail it to the Kansas Crop Improvement Association for testing. One important part of deciding to buy new certified seed or plant bin-run wheat is if the bin-run wheat is even allowed to be planted. While the possibility of replanting seed is much more likely in the world of wheat versus GMO of corn and soybeans, there are still certifications, registrations, and rules to deal with. In a very general sense, there are three levels of seed protectionism. The highest level is where grain from last harvest is not allowed to be replanted, even by the farmer that grew the crop. This is similar to most corn and soybean seeds. The second level is where the original seed must be purchased from a certified seed dealer, but then the preceding crop can be planted by that farmer for a certain period of time, usually about three plantings. At this level, the crop cannot be sold for seed unless the farmer has been licensed for seed certification. At the lowest level, a certification is none at all. The seed has no genetics that anyone owns, and sometimes the seed has mixed genetics with no names. This can be planted and replanted as many times as wanted. In truth, the question of whether the rules when it comes to replanting seed is complicated, and it depends on the company of who created the variety. If you have any questions about seed treatments, or seed planting legalities, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.